It's not in the cards to have grand lodges or other big new projects in the Apostle Islands over the next two decades. Park Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says he wants his management plan to be realistic. He's open to all suggestions, but knows money is tight.
I have to laugh. I don't know what I need to do to make a good argument for more money with the Park Service. One of the constraints that we start with is flat budgets and uncertain futures. It's probably dangerous for us to make any assumptions, either good or bad, about what a Park Service budget will look like 10 or 20 years from now.
At stake is preservation and access to the 8 light stations in the 21 Island Apostles, the use of trails and campsites, and overnight docking facilities. Krumenacher says they're holding several meetings in northern Wisconsin, but also a meeting in Madison and in the Twin Cities.
It's important that there be local voices and there be people who are further away, but people should know that even if they can't physically come to a meeting, they can still send us comments. The workbook is available on the website, including a comment form.
The proposed document and meeting dates are on the Apostle Islands website. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.